You're listening to another episode of The Zag, continuing our series featuring our 2019 NLC LA fellows. Liz Cabrera is here today. Excited to hear what she's been working on and why she is excited to join the NLC class in January. So let's get to it. All right, Liz, are you born and raised in Los Angeles?
Yes, I was born and raised in LA, specifically Bell Gardens in Southeast LA.
And it's rare, actually, right, that we meet people who are born and raised here. Most people have moved here at some point in time. How would you describe the changes in the city since you've lived here?
Well, specifically thinking about Bell Gardens, I left to college. I left to Boston for 4 years. And when I came back, we had a Starbucks. We had all these different stores around us. So that was one of the biggest changes that I noticed in Bell Gardens. Definitely seen a lot of people from the outside come to places like Bell Gardens and buy homes around here too, which is different.
Nice. And so you have a pretty education-heavy background. We'll get to a little bit of that now. You were a classroom teacher for a little while. Tell us about where you taught and what grades you worked with.
Yeah, I taught at two different schools. I taught at a school in the Boyle Heights area and another one in Huntington Park. And I taught kindergarten and then a combination of like second and third grade. I was traveling to different classrooms and teaching them science and Spanish, which was a really cool program.
Awesome. And then you transitioned out of teaching into what?
Well, after teaching, I came to Power My Learning, which is where I'm at now. And I started off by being the family engagement program coordinator, program manager. And I focused on mainly providing workshops for parents in Title I schools just around how to best support their students.
And when you're engaging with families around technology and some of the pieces that are happening at school, but also things that you might want to see at home, what kind of questions do you hear the most from families about how they can help their kids?
Mm-hmm. A lot of parents are interested in learning more about educational online resources. So they definitely know that technology is a big thing, but they just don't know what things are good for their students to be using online. So that's a question that we get a lot. And then also just around how to be safe online, because, they just have access to so many things online. Cyberbullying is definitely a thing that parents are worried about. So those would be the two main ones.
And when you think about ways that you can leverage what you're doing on the school sites with families, maybe in a way to transition it to have families be advocates for causes that would maybe go beyond technology, like what kind of ways do you feel like you see parents sort of understand their own strength within a school building better by working with you?
I think that in our workshops, we definitely give them a ton of resources that just help them become more confident and just give them the right tools and information that they can use to formulate the right types of questions. Just know even how to go into a school and advocate for the appropriate services, resources, and all that sort of thing. So even though we focus a lot on just teaching them how to use the internet as a learning tool, they can come with that information. They can find so much information with those resources we give them and just prepare themselves to be better advocates for their students.
And there's a lot going on in the education LA space right now, right? Whether it's the race in the board District 5, there's a new superintendent, obviously, that took shape or took office rather in the last couple of months. And then there's an impending possible teacher strike in 2019. When you think about what will happen in the upcoming year in education, what kind of things would you want people to pay attention to in the news?
I think I would just say in general, it's important for people to be well educated on what's happening. I think that sometimes, and I'm thinking just of what happens amongst my family and just like the news come up and, even just like a bit on like what's happening with protests or whatever, like we kind of tend to like turn it off or, not just, it's like too heavy of a topic to really go into. And I think just what I would propose is just for us to really listen to what's happening and have discussions around what's happening with our families or with people around us, because those are we need to have conversations with when we're thinking about the changes and just things that are happening. So instead of just focusing on one specific topic, I would say just listen and talk about it.
And then last thing, what's one thing you're looking forward to once the NLC crew gets together here in January for the 2019 fellowship?
I'm really looking forward to just meeting people, hearing their story, and just being able to learn from them, grow with them, and just hopefully be able to share something with them. I even just going through the application process, I met some really cool people. So just really looking forward to get them to know better.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to having you in the group and excited to see you in January. And thanks for everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can catch all other episodes featuring our 2019 fellows on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. They're all there. Check them out. And until next time, we'll talk to you soon.